Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Friday.
And do you know what time it is?
I'm so glad you asked.
Time for getting funky.
What do you mean, funky?
You know,
funky!
Funky fresh.
Funky, funky.
All day long.
I'm lucky if I can find half an hour a week in which to get funky.
Thank you, let's all get on.
Let's put the fun in funky.
It's showtime.
Yep, let's do it. Let's put the fun in funky.
Yes, please.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty, a little bit after 6 o'clock, about 6:04. I have to tell you, one time I was on a flight, and I thought the pilot had said, that, you know, everybody back in your seats, it's going to get a little funky.
Oh.
And I looked at my wife, Jody, and I said, did he say funky? She goes, dear God, will you turn down the headphones and clean the ears? He said, bumpy.
Oh, what? Okay, was that the same flight the flight attendant was hitting on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she was tapping me on the shoulder. I said, see? Huh?
Kept tapping him on the shoulder.
She wants you to fasten your seatbelt, idiot.
I got it. I'm good. Fine. How are you? Thank you.
See, sometimes the signals are mixed.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay.
I gotcha.
All right. Well, it is Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. And boy.
But who got the room with the view, huh?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you did.
And then at the restaurant, at the Palm, at the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Who comes up to say goodbye and give a hug to somebody?
Oh, Julian.
It's Carla.
Yeah.
Carla
with the matching tattoos.
Yeah, I know. Jeez. I know. Listen. This girl, like, at one point, she was like, shouldn't do this. Took her shirt down. Look at my tattoo. It's like, oh, dear God, what are you doing behind the
and
bar?
And, Morty, what did we get? Nothing.
No,
not even a handshake.
Okay, I didn't even get the fries I ordered.
Oh, God. That's right. Oh, God. Poor Morty. I'm hungry.
It's like that everywhere we go with Carla. I'm not complaining.
No.
But it is amazing how you connect with people.
It's a little different world for me.
Isn't it?
You know, works both ways for me, Mike. So.
Listen, I would just love it to work one way for me. God bless. Sunshine, excessive heat warning today. High 109, maybe a little breezy over the weekend. High 106 tomorrow, 104 on Sunday. It's 81 now. And Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
The official 50th anniversary of Woodstock. I'll tell you who actually benefited the most from that concert.
All right, more on that and other stories after Blondie, Heart of Glass.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Of course, brought to you by Universal Solar. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is okay. So is his family.
Man.
They were on a small plane that crashed, caught fire after landing at an airport in Tennessee. Everyone on board was taken to the hospital, but it sounds like no one was seriously injured, thank God. Ewan McGregor, now I don't know if this is something you might be happy about, Morty. He's returning as Obi-Wan Kenobi in a series for Disney Plus streaming service. That's a big get.
Yeah.
They're getting some huge things.
Yeah.
Well, to get him back is really good.
Yeah, it is.
Considering they're making a series, so
yeah,
I think a lot of people would be happy.
I agree. I didn't think he even wanted to do this again, so good for him.
Well, what's
man.
He really doing now?
I there is a movie he did recently. I can't remember what it was. I have to look it up. But he's good. I mean, he's a good actor.
Yeah.
He's awesome. People, including myself. And you know what? I asked Paula Abdul. A lot of people are wondering what happened to Simon Cowell, his face in particular. It looks like now he may have either had some plastic surgery done, but social media users are all over it. Somebody said it looked like his face was swallowing his eye. He looked very different when he arrived on the America's Got Talent red carpet this week.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's his new vegan lifestyle.
That's
what it is there. Yeah. So
being a vegan gets you new teeth?
I know, exactly.
It makes new fake teeth?
Really? Wow.
By the way, Paula Abdul, who opened her residency over What was
Flamingo.
Flamingo.
Yeah.
Just a couple of nights ago, we had her on the phone yesterday. Oh, we're going to share some of this conversation with you in the next hour.
Maybe she can shed some light on it. You'll find out. Yes, definitely. And it is indeed today is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Nice.
Yeah. I posted an article on the couple that was on the cover of the Woodstock album. They are still together. Now, who got the biggest break in their career at Woodstock? Santana. They say they benefited from this like nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew on the East Coast. They didn't even know who they were. Hadn't released an album yet, but they were, you know, kind of a favorite. And they did a favor for Bill Graham, who was the promoter.
Right.
And that was in lieu of payment, you know, for his help. He was going to help him out.
Yeah.
So they introduced the song Soul Sacrifice. We'll play some of this in just a bit. Now, keyboardist Greg Raleigh, of course, huge. He and fellow bandmate Neil Schon later went on to form another cool group called Journey.
Right.
Michael Shreve was Santana's drummer, who went on to play for everyone after that. So it was pretty cool. They did pretty well. Everybody else, eh, whatever. Not so much.
By the way, the drummer you mentioned, only 20 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, they say he was one of the actual youngest people there, which doesn't seem that young now, but
right.
He was one of the youngest people to play there.
Today is the official anniversary.
Yes, it is.
50 years ago.
Yeah. I know.
Amazing.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Hey, listen, 96 days of summer. Keep going on. And we do have that Alaskan cruise for two to give away from Scenic Brewing Company. Your first chance to guess next hour. We're looking for, of course, the street address, city, state, zip. What's in my pocket? If you haven't seen the photo yet, the vacation photo number 3, it's on our website. Just text the word cruise to 702-739-9636. You see the picture, get all the rules, figure out how to play. And who knows, you could end up on an Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 days of summer. So make sure you check it out. We'll reveal another piece of the puzzle a little bit later on this morning to help you out. But make sure you look at it. Try and figure out the street address, city, state, zip, and what's in my pocket. Your first chance to guess in the 7 o'clock hour. You had mentioned the 50th anniversary today of Woodstock.
Yeah.
And Santana, who really nobody back east knew who they were.
No.
But then you mentioned who was in the band at the time, Greg Raleigh, Neil Schon, and some other people that went on to do some incredible things in music. But this was one of their songs. This was the song that you had mentioned in your entertainment news.
Yes, Soul, I can't remember the name of it now, Soul Sacrifice.
Here it is.
We got one more tune for you. It's called Soul Sacrifice.
Yep.
And it sounds like Santana today. If you go see him over at the House of Blues.
Yeah.
What a band.
I know.
And everybody's going, Santana, I never heard of him. And of course,
who are these guys?
As it turns out.
Does anyone have a sandwich?
I'm hungry. Maybe a hot dog, a blanket, something.
I took the brown one.
Is
that bad?
We want to share some of the conversation. Last time we had John Fogerty on, he talked about his experience at Woodstock.
Yeah.
Was not happy about the whole thing. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. But right now, your first chance to win tickets. Leonard Skynyrd. Pair of tickets to see him. Their new date in October over at the T-Mobile Arena. Farewell tour. If you want them, you got them. Light it up, 702-739-9636.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Come on, sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Linda, you are caller number 9.
Cool.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Skynyrd.
Thank you so much.
By the way, one of the few bands that didn't make it to Woodstock.
No, that's right.
I don't know who their agent was, but they didn't make it. But you're
going
to see them on their farewell tour at the T-Mobile Arena. This is for their new date in October, so you have some time. The tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, all a part of our 96 Days of Summer, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you very much.
6:39, as we talk about the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, We had talked to John Fogerty.
Oh, man.
Last time he was in town. By the way, coming back.
Yeah, in November he'll be back.
So John Fogerty talked to us about Woodstock, and he made it clear it wasn't all that and more, as a lot of people might have thought.
Now,
here's John talking about his experience at Woodstock.
Nobody at the time realized that it would be this big, memorable thing. I think everyone was just kind of dealing with the elements, you know, a bunch of young people out on a hillside and it's raining and, you know, their mothers didn't tell them to bring an umbrella or food, you know, pack a lunch. Over time, it's gotten, of course, biblical, I suppose, in the way you look back at it. At the time, I was a little irritated that we were going on, you know, something like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, that's the story I love, where you looked out and it was like, hey, you in the back.
So did you, when you heard the news, did you say, I'm sorry, we're going on at what time?
It's one of those things that, how can I say it? It's a developing story, you know, and I started getting worried about 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., dinner time, the day before, because there were so many acts that still had to go on before our slot. And so, you know, whatever we were told about a schedule just kind of went out the window.
They were supposed to go on in like what a lot of people would think, prime time.
Yeah.
And they ended up going on at like 2:30 in the morning or something like that.
Yeah, didn't happen.
Where everybody was pretty much passed out.
Yeah. Yeah, he said they looked out and yeah, that was it. Nothing. Nothing.
John Fogerty talking about his experience. 50th anniversary of Woodstock today.
And I did post the article on that couple that was on the cover of that album. They are still together, just celebrated their 50th anniversary together. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Nick and Bobby Urkeline. And Bobby said, you know, we never do that today. Ever.
I wonder if they're grandkids.
I know.
If you've ever seen them, they look so average.
Yeah. Yep.
Like a typical Midwest back east couple.
Exactly.
If they look at, if their grandkids look at them now and go, that, I guess I, our grandpa, Pawpaw was very cool.
I know.
Back then.
I guess he was cool.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. But
Pawpaw.
I don't know what they call them. You could win an Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 days of summer. In fact, a little bit later on this half hour, your first chance to guess the street address, city, state, and zip code, what's in my pocket, and hopefully win that Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company. All the details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine, again, excessive heat warning, high 109. Maybe a little cooler over the weekend.
Oh, good. What? 10 what, Mike?
106 tomorrow. Oh, wow. On Sunday, 104. Maybe a little breezy. It's 81 already this morning as you wake up. Just a few things we think you should know. Get to that here in a bit.
You know what? The way you do this everyday thing tells a lot about you.
All right. We'll find out what that is, plus some other things after Jay Giles Band Centerfold.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
A tweet went viral. It was about words that people want banned from sports coverage. Most popular responses were adversity, classy, GOAT, G-O-A-T.
Yeah.
And yes, I know.
That's the new big one.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now
the big one. Yeah, greatest of all time, man. And the other word was physicality. That was another one that people just want to stop using them. Yeah, physicality.
I got to tell you, I watch a lot of sports. I don't hear a lot of those words used at all.
Yeah, I
GOAT I've heard only because it's the new thing.
Right. But. There's another one, and it was winningest. Winningest. Yeah, it's the winningest team in baseball, which I don't even believe is a word, but okay. I mean, I make up my own, too. But
yes, you do.
I know. Very anxiety. Anxiety. Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Okay, I remember that word. I throw it out there every once in a while.
It's a beautimous word.
Yes, it is.
In the words of your father.
Yes, he used to use that word, beautimous.
The man who found the Titanic and 18 other shipwrecks thinks that he may have found Amelia Earhart's plane as well. So I know. We'll wait to hear on that one. Maybe you guys should hire him to find the G-spot.
Wow, where did that even come from?
Because he found things that are really hard to find.
No, I understand that.
I'm just being silly. I mean, I can find my, anyhow.
It's in the triangle.
Yes,
it's in the triangle.
See, Morty, that's something I thought we'd hear maybe on a Monday.
Yeah,
instead of going into the week. weekend.
Well, it is the weekend. It is, so.
She's prepping for the weekend.
Yeah, if there's any time to find it. Oh,
holy crap.
And a new study found that people who sleep... what are you guys? Are you... Morty, are you a side sleeper, back sleeper?
Oh, I'm a side sleeper.
Mike?
Yeah.
Side sleeper also?
Side sleeper.
I'm back and side. So here's the deal. If you sleep on your side, you're more likely to be night owls.
Oh.
I know. Sleep on your stomach, you're more likely to be very easygoing. Very, very easy.
I do that every once in a while, sleep on my stomach.
Yeah, there you go. People who sleep on their backs, I don't know. I have more likely to be a Kardashian, I guess. I don't know. But I don't know.
Well, that makes it a lot easier to find your G-spot.
Yeah, well, that is sure enough. Come here. Don't give up yet. Come on. Come on. Well, you were on your side. It doesn't matter. It's still there.
Good things to know. Going in.
That listener who just moved here, who said she just loves us. I bet you love us now.
Huh? Oh, boy.
It's Friday. A few things you definitely should know.
Marissa's on the phone. What's going on?
Carlin, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are so freaking funny. My mornings are just lost if I don't get to listen to you guys. I swear I almost spit my coffee out this morning. So. Oh.
Sorry.
You guys are the best.
Are you on the same search this weekend as Carla?
Come on. You know what's nice? I work with two guys who, if there are any two guys who have found their feminine side, it's Mike and Morty. So
you guys are just like, I mean, it's like you guys finish each other's sentences and meant to be together. And you just make life wonderful for us. So I just wanted to say thank you and keep making me spit my coffee.
You are awesome, Marissa. Thank you. We appreciate you very much. You know,
have a great day.
I had a listener that called earlier and won.
Oh, the Skinner tickets.
Yes, the Skinner tickets. And she said, I just moved here from Havasu, and I just love you guys. And I said, on the air, when you heard me earlier, when I said, do you still love us now? And she actually texted, I do love you. I'm literally laughing out loud. You guys are all so funny. Listener that just moved here.
From Lake Havasu.
Lake Havasu, I know.
I love it. She said she downloaded the app, the free app, and listened to us on the app down in Havasu. And now she lives here. She can just do it. Anyway. Way she sees fit. All right. 7:22, your first chance to grab that Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 days of summer from Scenic Brewing Company. Street address, city, state, zip, what's in my pocket? Starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Location. Carla, we have Candy on the phone. Candy, you know what we need? We need the street address, city, state, zip, and to win that Alaskan cruise for two, what's in my pocket? Go ahead.
3377 East Amazon Drive, Eugene, Oregon, 97405, and a picture of your grandson.
Oh,
that is so close. You got one out of five. Your next chance to go for that 7-day Alaskan cruise for two coming up in the noon hour. It's never too late to get in the game. See the photo and official rules. Text the word cruise to 702-739-9636.
Okay, thank you.
Paula Abdul opened her residency here in Vegas the other night over at the Flamingo. Had her on the phone. You're going to be amazed at what she and I actually have in common. We'll share some of that conversation for you after Fleetwood Mac and Dreams.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
So one of our favorites, Paula Abdul, is headlining over at the Flamingo. Opened her residency just a couple of nights ago. We had her on the phone yesterday. Had such a good time.
We sure did.
I want to share some of the visit with you. And we pointed that out, how amazing it was that a person like Paula Abdul, as with a lot of these other artists from our day, you know, you talk about Def Leppard, who else? Journey.
Right.
All these bands are now a mainstay on the Strip. And here's what she said.
Yeah, I make mention of that in the show, that who would have thought all these years later that that would be happening.
You know, when I think about some of the people who came through Vegas, back in the day, I'm talking about those dancers that came through, the ones who sang and danced, the Shirley MacLaines, Juliet Prowse, who was my idol. Paul, I wanted to be a dancer so bad, but I'm 4'11 and a little wider.
My type of girl.
Thank you.
You know what? And you say that, but I think a person like Paula Abdul, she could take you under her wing.
Oh, I'm the worst dancer on earth,
and
Paula.
Make something of you, because although you're a little wide body, you have the passion.
My problem is, Paul, I've always said that I can, from the waist up, I can move okay. My legs don't want to work with my upper torso.
Well, that happens to me sometimes, you know. I have to have sessions with my lower body.
I'm not even going to say
the line. Well, I do too, Paula, but you know, God, I love you even more now. Poor Paula's like,
I don't
really?
Even know what happened to this conversation. What was it we talked about the other day? To relax, it's either a banana or a hand massage.
That is no joke. I read something about in order to relax. It was relaxation day, and they said number one way to relax is to eat a banana because of the potassium. Number two, however anybody wanted to take it, a hand massage. Now,
and we couldn't believe that a hand massage got beaten out by a banana.
By a banana.
But I guess it depends on what you use the banana for.
Oh, my gosh.
Nonetheless. Oh, man. All right, so, Paula, I wanted to ask you. You sing, dance, you act, you do everything. What is it that you can't do that if somebody were to take you out of your comfort zone? What is that one thing that you can't do?
Well, keeping the same category as what you've been talking about, I can't roll my R's with my tongue.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Neither can Mike. You mean, Paula, do you mean like that?
Yeah, I'm so jealous.
I never thought I'd be able to say Paula Abdul and I have something in common.
You do. And so do we, apparently.
But
I love it. I love it.
She was amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
And you've seen her before.
I have. And she's so good. She really is so good. And I mean, you know, she's still singing. She's dancing throughout her whole show.
Right.
You know, she's amazing. She was so much fun. You have to listen to the whole interview because, you know, it's always fun when the person we're interviewing has a good time as well. And she had a great time. And it was fun. It was flattering as
well.
So
if you want to hear the whole thing, go to our website, the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. They say sunshine, excessive heat warning today. Be careful. Today and over the weekend, high today 109, 106 tomorrow, and on Sunday 104. Say maybe a little breezy over the weekend.
Okay.
Don't know why. Why isn't it windy during the week?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's still going to be 150. So.
Yeah, 86. This morning, Carla's other takes. Some takes on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, have I got the job for you if you are a Friends fan.
Okay.
Very cool.
All right. More on that and other stories after Van Halen running with the devil.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Billy Joel was recently interviewed by Billboard magazine. They asked him about doing a sequel to We Didn't Start the Fire, and he said, no, I can't. He said, I'd have to write about, you know, what's going on now. It's a nightmare to perform live, because if I miss one word, it's a train wreck.
Throws them all off.
Yes. He said, it's one of the worst melodies I've ever written. I kind of liked the lyric, though, he said, but the melody, it's not an easy song to do at all. So I don't blame him. There's a lot that's taken place since then. Katy Perry facing another sexual harassment allegation, this time from a woman who claims that she inappropriately touched her and tried to kiss her at a party. All right. She added that Katy was pretty drunk and was acting out all night. She seems a little, you know, crazy, but that's in other words.
They're complaining because...
Katy, I know. Well, this happened with the guy, though, too, that she pulled his pants down, remember, and showed his parts. I know.
You know, I have drank before.
Yes. Same here. I've been pretty drunk at times.
But
yeah.
I don't think I've ever...
Yeah.
Gone up to somebody.
Right, right.
And just as a joke, ha ha.
Right.
Like up to Morty.
Yeah.
Pulled down his pants.
And in the whole Me Too movement, you have never asked me into your office in your robe.
No.
So, you know, and I kind of take offense, but anyhow.
Well,
You know,
the day's still young.
That's true. Jeez. Frontier Communications.
I'm just picturing me walking around the floor. You're in a robe and some slippers.
How's it going there, Charlie Rose? How are you?
With a pipe.
Yeah, I need to talk to you about something. Really? Okay, I'll wait. Just
shut
call
the door.
Me. Yeah.
Shut the door.
You just text me. Wow, people. How? Oh, I don't care if you're Katy Perry or
right.
Matt Lauer. You dope.
Stand down.
Yes. Frontier Communications, accepting applications. Morty, you might like this. From friends, super fans, who are willing to watch the show, listen to this, for 25 hours and live tweet about the experience. Now, you can have your friends join in. You do not have to watch them all in a row. You can do this in a week. In a week. Yeah.
But isn't that the show that you said you never watched?
Okay, so I started it.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm through season one. I finished season one, and then I stopped.
You've never seen an episode of Friends?
Never seen a full... Okay,
now.
I've seen clips online.
Yeah.
Never seen a full episode until about 2 weeks ago. I started watching it.
If you're gonna
so
watch...
this is perfect, because I can actually watch it and enjoy it.
That would be so cool. You should apply for this. They say it's about 60 episodes of the show, which is about a quarter of the almost 240 episodes.
Oh, is that long?
No, you only have to do 25 hours if you do this.
Oh, okay, I can do that.
So that's,
I can do
you know,
that.
60 episodes.
Is there anybody else out there like a Morty?
I know.
That has never seen a popular show when it in the first run.
Like those, Friends,
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
What else would it?
Frasier.
Well, Frasier. We'll even go,
And then
like
all of a sudden,
80s.
Years
yeah,
later, like,
oh
started watching them.
Yeah.
702-739-9636.
Wow. But let me tell you something. It's $1,000 you get if you do that. $1,000
wow.
You get a year subscription to Netflix for free. So, yeah. And this girl right here. There she is. Mm. Madonna Madge for some of us. She turned 61 years old today.
Really?
61, yeah.
Wonder if she could roll her R's.
I know. I bet she can.
Yeah, she probably
I bet
roll
she
a lot
can.
More than
I mean,
that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, she has rolled a lot more than that. What does she do? What does Madonna do on her 61st birthday?
Just I don't know.
Make up a big batch of spaghetti and meatballs.
Yank down the pants of anybody around.
Yeah, I'm saying just a girl from New York, an Italian girl, actually from Detroit. She moved to New York when she was about 18
to be clear about
or
that.
So. Yep, Madonna Ciccone, 61.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Madonna.
She's Italian, by the way.
I didn't know. Hey, Bud Light Timber's giving you the ultimate prize package for Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash. This is so cool. You can win free tickets, an overnight stay at the Golden Nugget downtown, meet and greet passes, and a lot more. Later today from 6 to 8, join KKLZ at Timber's 9180 West Cheyenne. That's right down the street between Durango and Fort Apache. You can get more details by tapping the KKLZ app or going online at 96.3kklz.com. People still shocked. And it's Morty that had never seen an episode of Friends. An episode of Friends until just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's been over for how many years?
What has it been? 15 or so? 15? Ooh, it
but
started
there
25
are
years ago. It's our 25th 20, anniversary.
25 years ago.
Yeah.
But there are people that are Johnny-come-latelys on shows, and they don't watch them during that first run.
No.
But in syndication, get hooked on them, and all of a sudden catching up, they're going, oh, my God, this show's great.
I know it. Well, I got a couple people. Actually, Russ said I didn't watch Newhart until it was off the air, which was a great show. Somebody else, a couple people actually said, as we know, Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm, people haven't seen it, and they're just watching it now. Now, somebody else, Morty, just like you, Derek says, boy, I'll check out the Netflix Friends thing. To be honest, I'm like Morty on this. I never sat through an episode of Friends, even though it was a huge deal and the cast was so talented.
Uh-huh.
Never saw an episode either, Derek. Maybe you and Morty can sit around watching Friends, taking pictures.
Bro time.
Yes, log time. It and split the $1,000 and then...
eating Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
And,
I got you.
Okay. Exactly.
Tony's on the phone. Tony, what's your story?
Yeah, it was Friends, but I got a backstory to the Friends. I used to work in L.A. in a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
I worked every Thursday night, never saw Friends. This girl used to come in with a couple friends and have dinner. So one night she comes in, I go, Ben, where's your friends? Because I just couldn't make it. She goes, well, you want to have dinner with me, Tony? Sure, I'll sit down. So when she leaves, people go, do you know Jennifer Aniston? And she comes in the next week. I go, Jen, are you an actor? She goes, yeah. I said, are you doing anything? You got anything going? So I got a few things going. This is like the second or third year of Friends.
Oh, wow.
And had no clue who she was.
No clue who she was.
Worked on Thursday nights. That's when you had to watch TV. You had to watch it.
Right.
You know, unless you had an expensive VCR.
Well, what kind of restaurant do you work at where you can wait on people and just all of a sudden sit down and have dinner?
I was the man.
Yeah. You could. Listen, I've had far too many waiters and waitresses sit down and chat that I didn't want to sit down and chat.
Yes, you have, haven't you?
Yeah, but you fired me because I knew I saw her every week. I used to say hello to her.
That's funny.
I didn't know who she was, so I just treated her like a customer.
You know what's funny about that? I have a friend who worked for Warner Brothers, and she used to say, and I'll be honest, she said they were all just brats, except Jennifer Aniston. She said she was so cool. She'd come out. She smoked like a fiend at the time. She said she usually had a couple cigarettes going, but she said she was so nice.
What a great story. Yeah. Tony, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And
what a great job. You can just sit down with anybody and have dinner.
I love it.
While you're working with Jennifer Aniston?
I'd sit down with Jennifer Aniston.
I bet you would. Actually, she'd probably sit
Maybe
down with
she
you.
Would. Yeah.
Can I show you a tattoo?
Yes, please do.
I have to take off my shirt, but you'll like it.
Oh, darn.
All right. 8:25. We have those tickets for the end of summer bash.
Yes.
Tell you how to win those in just a couple of minutes. Eagles Hotel California.
Hey, wake up!
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yeah, yesterday it was Def Leppard Day over at Planet Hollywood, and Carla and Morty went over there.
Careful there, mister.
Sorry about that.
I interviewed Phil Collin and Rick Allen, drummer, and Morty was there with me. Two of the nicest guys I have really ever met in this business. So nice, very genuine. You know, I thought by the end, we were one of the last ones. I thought they'd be like, yeah, great, we got another one. No, they were so gracious.
Awesome.
Like we were doing them a favor, you know?
So they did a video, and you're going to post the video, what, a little bit later on this morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fun website. Interview. Really
so you can
fun.
Check it out. If you're going to see Def Leppard this weekend, by the way, Jody and I are going tonight. She loves that band. So, Ubin, Gleben, Globin.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I talked to them about that, by the way. Yes. You'll find out where that came about.
8:40. We have our tickets for the end of Summer Bash. It's another segment of
Crappy-Oki Friday.
I'll drive a million miles to be with you tonight. So if you're feeling low, turn up the radio.
A cloud appears above your head. A beam of light comes shining down on you. Shining down on you.
I got your picture. Of me and you.
Woo!
You wrote, I love you. I wrote, me too. I sit there staring and there's nothing else to do.
There you go. Woo! All right. Three songs by artists that will be appearing at End of Summer Bash, the Live 80s Tour, downtown Las Vegas Event Center, September 7th. If you can identify all three songs by title, that's all you have to do.
Yes.
Starting with caller number 9, the phone lines are on hold. We'll get through news and weather and then see if we can't find a winner. 702-739-9636. I want to play it again.
Yeah, by the way, our engineer, Mike O'Brien, did a great job with that. And John Schaefer, don't think you're out of this the next time around. We're just going to switch up. We have so much fun listening to you, too.
I'm impressed by Morty. That talk singing is not easy to do.
No, it's not. No.
Here it is one more time.
I'll drive a million miles. So if you're feeling low, turn up the radio.
A cloud appears above your head. A beam of light comes shining down on you. Shining down on you.
I got your picture of me and you.
Oh.
You wrote, I love you. I wrote, me too.
All right, good luck with that.
Oh, man. You really don't want to see us or hear us at a karaoke bar.
But you will.
Sooner than later. All right.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Hey, an update on the Olive Garden's $100 annual pasta passes.
Yes.
That went on sale yesterday. All 24,000 passes sold in less than a second.
Did you get
I did not. I cried.
Oh,
I cried.
Morty.
I feel bad.
I was in the waiting room and got booted.
Now, they're also giving 50 people the chance to buy passes for unlimited pasta for life for another $400. And more than 20,000 of those people who bought passes went in on that. So
now you said that they let you know today.
Yeah,
is it?
In fact, I think they sent out emails already today.
Yeah, they picked those, but they just randomly picked people for those.
And
for
you
those.
Lost out on that too.
I'm you know what? I'm normal.
You know
I'm
what? Though? Yeah,
I got a regular price.
He's got Pop Tarts and toilet paper. But you know what else does Morty
I'm
need?
I'm going to stay there an extra 3 hours every single time and just get my money's worth. So really pasta pass that.
Good for you.
My Thank table.
You. Stay strong. Guy robbed a 7-Eleven in Virginia last week. He covered his face with a baby T-shirt with two tiny eye holes cut in it. I don't get it. I don't know. It's Virginia. What are you going to do? Well, the cops are trying to track him down. The baby shirt bandit is what they're calling him.
The baby shirt bandit.
Yeah, the baby shirt bandit.
Oh, boy. Oh, I've been just bad this morning to begin with. So an Austrian man set a world record this week by spending 2 hours in ice. In ice, set a world record. He breaks the previous mark by no one because shrinkage. What guy wants to spend 2 hours in ice? I'm just saying.
Not me.
Two words, inverted. Also, a Bangkok woman. Now, listen to this. I mean, this just lends itself right here. So just hold on, guys. A woman, she goes to the hospital. Because she says she accidentally fell on a cucumber that wound up, you know, there. And apparently even the people at the hospital were not buying it. It's like, really? You fell right on that thing, huh? And probably their first clue when she asked for it back. But no, no. But yeah, and we've heard about this happening a lot. Before and here's
it's Friday,
deal.
Carla.
If it happens to anybody out there, don't even try to say you accidentally fell on it. I'm just saying.
Because if that was true, we would be using cucumbers as weapons.
Exactly. Back off, man! I have a cucumber. Back off.
Can I tell everybody listening? I don't get it either. I really don't get.
So if it does happen, you just cop to it. Just say, you know what? Here's what happened. Take it out. That's all. It's the weekend. I need it out. So,
but don't take it home.
It's the weekend. I need it out. Yeah, it happened Wednesday. It's Saturday, and it's the weekend, so I need it out. So.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I could go further, but I won't. It's Friday. Other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
There's a three-year-old boy in Boston. His name is Quinn Waters. He recently had surgery to remove a brain tumor. Then he had stem cell transplant, went through chemo, and it destroyed his immune system, so he can't go outside. He's got to be really careful. It's going to be a while. So his town's been rallying around him. He's got a, you know, window at his house. The people in the community have been showing up just to entertain him. Through his window. He's had musicians come and play. Bands have shown up. Jugglers. Mimes. You know, the mimes should probably stay home. To a huge group of... Yeah, it's like, I'm in a window. You can't be in a window. Right. Come on. A huge group of bikers all rode by on their Harleys a few times, gave him a little salute. He also got to meet Superman last month. And another guy showed up just to... This is great. Just to let him throw water balloons at him from outside, inside his door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Quinn's mom is a cop, so a lot of police cars coming by with their sirens on.
Wow.
And there's some pretty good video on YouTube. It really is cool, and I will post this story now. His doctors say he should be able to go outside. It's going to be a few months, but for now, he's just got to stay put. But his treatments, they don't know if they're working yet, so they've got to wait for that. So in the meantime, it's just a lot of entertainment right outside his own window.
3 years old.
3 years old.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
that's great.
I like it when the bikers show up.
I know.
Say what you will, but there are certain groups that are just good guys.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And they do a lot of stuff that you probably wouldn't even realize.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Well, that's great. I love that story.
Uh-huh.
If you have a great local feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com.
Our promotions director is in here, by the way, Shayla. I'm wondering if Shayla can get some people just to drive by my place, because I don't like going out as much anymore. It's a pain.
Could you
it's
do that?
It's just a big pain. Could we get Paula Abdul to come and dance in front of my window? It'd be great.
I would love to see that. I don't doubt you couldn't make it happen.
Hey, Scat Cat. How you doing?
Or she's hiding.
Yes, I know.
Normally comes in here when she's hiding.
I know.
All right. Wendy Rush is feeling better, so she's going to be back in.
Yeah.
Your next chance to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company during the 96 days of summer. She'll have that for you in the noon hour, plus more tickets for the end of summer bash and a lot more. So stick around with her during the midday. Otherwise, recapping the show, I don't even know where to begin. I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, I know.
So we'll let you do that when you check out our podcast on the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Don't forget, 80s night tomorrow night, Wet and Wild. Larry Martino going to be there from 6 to 8. All the details on our website. So do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.